Lint Up Early, the podcast. I was up so early, it was still yesterday. Lock-in time. Remember, we published this two ways that you can fast. Either you choose to fast or the Lord chooses. A lock-in is when the Lord chooses to fast you from sleep. I didn't stay all night, but anyway, short night. No matter, God, the Lord Jesus reigns. He blesses us with his kindness and mercy. We're going to reflect a little bit on the shame, the battle over shame and glory. And then we got an audio message from Mark asking about the number of sacraments. Here's Wednesday. Here's Lent Up Early, the podcast. Here's a little devotional thought. In Philippians 3, again, this is where we were yesterday. We were talking about the four marks of the enemies of the cross. One of them is they glory in their shame. And that phrase comes from Psalm 4, verse 2, which says, "How long shall my honor be turned into shame?" There's a great battle for glory and shame. And this Psalm 4:2 and Philippians 3:19 kind of highlights the different aspects of it. The enemies of God want to turn our glory into shame, and they turn their shame into glory. It's the great glory-shame battle. What are you proud of? What do you boast in? What are you ashamed of? That really matters, actually, for our worship and our spirit and our thinking. So let's pay attention to it, and let's not take that which is our glory, that we're baptized, that we belong to Jesus, and let anyone turn that into our shame. May God grant it for Christ's sake. Here's a question, a voice question from Mark. Pretty cool.
Hi, Pastor Wolfmuller. I really like your videos and your drive-bys and everything. Very educational. Got my daughter even liking them. So anyway, really like it, but I've got one question. In some Lutheran churches, I've heard that confession is considered a sacrament, could be possibly the third one, but by and large, there's really only two. Do you have a video on this or some kind of explanation as to why confession and absolution are not a third sacrament? Thank you, Mark Harrison.
Cool question, Mark. Cool that you have your daughter listening. Good to have the kids along. That's fantastic. I don't know if I have a video on this. Just better to do another one and to answer it right here. So it all depends on how you define sacrament. And it just so happens that that's not defined in the Bible. So you got to come up with your own definition. And however you do it, this is the point, is we have baptism and we have absolution and we have the Lord's Supper. This argument came up in the Reformation against the Catholic Church because the Catholic Church taught that it had seven sacraments and it wanted to list things like marriage and the priesthood and things like that in the list of seven sacraments. So the Lutherans said, hey, we're looking at the things that have the forgiveness of sins connected to them. And so when you look at the Bible and see where the forgiveness of sins is promised, you see it at baptism, be baptized and have your sins washed away. You see it with the absolution, that just is the forgiving of sins. You see it with the Lord's Supper, this is the New Testament in my blood, poured out for you for the forgiveness of sins. So you're going to get those three hanging around one way or the other. But if you count absolution as a sacrament or not, just depends on how you count the sacraments. So there's two different ways that we have that. The first is, and this is Apology 13 of the Augsburg Confession. So remember Philip Melanchthon, together with the princes gathered at Augsburg. Luther was at Coburg listening to the jackdaws and being frustrated he couldn't be there. And anyway, they were down there presenting the Augsburg Confession, and then the Catholics wrote their response, and then Melanchthon responded with the apology or defense of the Augsburg Confession. So Article 13 in the Augsburg Confession is the use of the sacraments. It expanded to, in the apology, the number and use of the sacraments. And he says this, "If we call sacraments rites which have the command of God and to which the promise of grace has been added, it is easy to decide what are properly sacraments. For rites instituted by men will not in this way be sacraments, properly so called, for it does not belong to human authority to promise grace. Therefore, signs instituted without God's command are not sure signs of grace, even though they perhaps instruct the rude, children, uncultivated, or admonish to something as like a painted cross. Therefore, baptism, the Lord's Supper, and absolution, which is the sacrament of repentance, are truly sacraments, For these rites have God's command and the promise of grace, which is peculiar, unique, special, to the New Testament. So there are the three sacraments, baptism, absolution, and the Lord's Supper, are listed. Now, why do we normally talk about two sacraments? It probably comes from Luther, who loved this definition of sacrament given by St. Augustine. I'll read from the Large Catechism on Baptism. Luther quotes this like twice or maybe three times. He says, hence it also derives its essence as a sacrament, as St. Augustine also taught, accedat verbum ad elementum et fit sacramentum. That is, when the word is joined to the element or natural substance, it becomes a sacrament. That is a holy and divine matter and sign. That's paragraph 18, Luther on Baptism. At some point, Luther quotes that little phrase from Augustine and says, I don't think Augustine ever said anything better. Now, I don't know if we have to agree with Luther's assessment of Augustine if he never said anything better than that. Here, I found it. No, that's not it. I'm just looking for Luther when he breaks into Latin here. So the point is that difference is, oh yeah, here it is. Okay, this is in the Large Catechism on the Sacrament of the Altar. So this would be paragraph 10. It is the word, I say, which makes and distinguishes this sacrament, so that it's not mere bread and wine, but is and is called the body and blood of Christ. For it is said, accedat verbum ad elementum et fit sacramentum, if the word be joined to the element, it becomes a sacrament. This saying of St. Augustine is so properly and so well put that he scarcely said anything better. The word must make a sacrament of the element, else it remains a mere element. So Luther is the one who really focuses in on the element part. And so baptism has the word. The Lord's Supper has the bread and wine and the body and the blood. And so that definition from Augustine is what normally gets brought into the catechism when we say there's two sacraments. It is interesting that if you talk to a guy and ask how many sacraments there were, a Lutheran pastor, you'll get some that say two, some that say three, some say two and a half. But it's interesting that those guys who say three would consider themselves more aligned with Luther than Melanchthon, but they go with Melanchthon on this. Just a curious thing. Anyway, the point is, it doesn't matter. It depends on how you define it. And so that's how you end up with the different numberings. If you put the emphasis on the word and the element, then you end up with baptism and the Lord's Supper. And if you put on the emphasis on the institution, like a command of God and the forgiveness of sins, then you've got three: baptism, absolution, and the Lord's Supper. No matter what, God be praised that we have all three of these things, no matter what you call them. We have the gift of baptism, where the Lord forgives our sins and rescues us from sin, death, and the devil. We have the absolution, where the Lord frees us from our sins, declares us to be righteous and holy. And we have the Lord's Supper, where Jesus feeds us his body and blood with this promise of the forgiveness of sins, so that his mercy and his kindness are pressed down and overflowing. God be praised. Hey, thanks for the question, Mark. Thanks for being part of the Up Early podcast. You too can leave a message. You know, I'm going to go right now and figure out how to put a button on the website that lets you go to leave a message. So go check that out. Wolfmuller.co. Click on the What Not the Podcast drop-down button under the audio. And if I can figure it out, you will see a button that lets you leave a message. Huh? What? And you can join the ranks of Mark. Well, that's all. There's actually no ranks. They're just Mark. But no doubt, you can be number two, number three, number four. It'll be cool. All right, give that a try. Thanks for all the comments, for the conversations, for keeping in touch. All the other stuff's at the website, wolfmuller.co, including the contact button and the emails that now I'm going to ignore because I'm going to have the audio, which is cooler. But you can send the email there too. I'll check those out as well. Hope you're having a great day. God's peace be with you.